Hi, this is Scott Delosio, and this is Parasol Speedway podcast number 14 for the 2016 season. Today, we're going to talk about this coming Saturday night's race at the pass, along with the upcoming races for the next month, and tell you a little bit about what we have for the remainder of the year. Actually, it's hard to believe, but the end of the season's a little less than 3 months away, and we're going to be busy right through that final race of the year, the 21st annual Budweiser Oval Nationals, presented by All Coast Construction. The good news, you get a podcast. The bad news, I don't have a special guest. You're going to have to listen to me ramble for a while. I apologize for that. I think we're going to have a real special guest for a podcast coming at you next week. This Saturday night, August 20th, the Pass Car Stock Car Series comes back to the pass along with the Street Stocks, Factory Stocks, and the Super Stocks, along with the IMCA Modifieds and the CDCRA Dwarf Cars. Weather looks fantastic. We took the last two Saturdays off, as we normally do in the month of August, and thankfully we were not there last Saturday. It was scorching. It's been scorching for about 6 days now, and it's starting to cool off, and it's supposed to be very nice on Saturday. High in the daytime at Parasol Speedway on Saturday is in the low 90s. It's going to be a beautiful night for racing this Saturday night. Most excited to talk about the IMCA Modifieds. If you were at the pass last race in July for the Pass Car Series in IMCA, we had 25 Modifieds show up. That was the biggest Modified field in years at Parasol Speedway. Now, incidentally, there were four other tracks running Modifieds that same night. And I say Modifieds, I say IMCA Modifieds. The good news for us this time, two of those tracks are not racing this week, and one of the other ones does not have IMCA Modifieds on the schedule. So who knows? Hopefully we'll have more than 25 cars on the track this week in the IMCA Modifieds. 25 cars in the IMCA Modifieds out here on the West Coast. That's a great size field. Even more, it's spectacular, and that's what we're hoping for this Saturday night. IMCA Modifieds at the pass this year, it has been a great point battle. Chuck Becker leads the standings by 1 point over Las Vegas driver Justin Miller. Unfamiliar with Chuck Becker and the Becker Racing family? I'm going to venture to say that name goes back in Southern California more than 50 years. They've raced on pavement, they've raced on dirt. They were big-time heroes for a long time out at the Orange Show Speedway. Chuck this year leading the point standings. His son Brandon is also racing the IMCA Modifieds this year. He leads the point standings with two races to go in the championship this Saturday night in September the 17th. Now, there's another race sandwiched in there on September 10th. That one's a non-points race for the IMCA Modifieds only because the Super Nationals are being held that very same weekend back in Iowa. Behind the first two in the point standings, Dale Underwood is 10 points out. He's in third place. J.R. Stout is fourth, and Mike Kirby is fifth. And Kirby, who's won two races at the pass this year in the IMCA Modifieds, is only 16 points out of the top spot. Going to the Pass Car Street Stocks so far this year, that series has been dominated by two-time track champion Luke Dodd, Blaine Whitson, and Curtis Dietz. Luke leads the points. He has a 3-point advantage over Whitson, and Curtis is third. Those three have won all four of the races we've staged this year. Luke has won two of them. Curtis and Blaine have each won one. Now, if you're unfamiliar with what we've been doing in the Pass Car Series the past couple of years, if you win a main event, you're seated directly into the final night of the year, the Pass Pursuit Championships. And if the highest placing finisher, the eligible cars on that night, will be crowned champion. So far in the street stocks, Luke Dodd, Curtis Dietz, and Blaine Whitson have booked their tickets to that race. Now, we have a multiple winner in Luke Dodd already. So what that means, we're going to take at least one car who has not won a main event, who's the highest in points. They'll also be eligible that night. If Luke wins another, or Blaine wins another, or Curtis Dietz, we just keep taking cars. So we'll have, I believe it's seven cars going for the championship on that night in October. Behind those top three, Stefan Davies and Eddie Gurwelt round out the top five in the street stock standings. And those five drivers, interesting fact, those five drivers over the years have won a combined 9 championships at Parasol Speedway. Super stock class this year, what can you say? It's been all Billy Griffin from Buena Park. He's won three of the four main events so far, and he finished second in the other one. Mike Lurwell is the only driver to beat Billy thus far this year. He's currently second in points. Ricky Lee is third in the championship standings. England native Andy Morton is fourth. We call him the Sheffield Tiger because he was from Sheffield, England. He now lives in Victorville. And multi-time champion Dennis Wooldridge is currently fifth. So in the Super Stocks, only two drivers, Billy Griffin along with Mike Lurwell, have booked their tickets into the Past Pursuit Championship finale in October. The factory stocks show James Altman Jr. of Lake Elsinore on top of the standings for the very first time. He has a two-point lead over Todd Fassler heading into Saturday's race. Mike Lurwell is third. He's only 6 points out of the top spot. Alyssa Smith, she's out of Norco. And Tom Baumgartner from Montclair round out the top five. By the way, James Altman last time, real nice kid, soft-spoken guy. He won his first regular season factory stock main event at the pass. That was at the last race in July. Talked about that Past Pursuit Championship. That's for the street stocks, the Super Stocks, and the American Factory Stocks. IMCA Modifieds, their title is decided on points. There's also a modified champion from Paris Auto Speedway besides the IMCA champion. We do that because we have two more races that are not on the regular schedule for the IMCA Modified. So we're going to crown an IMCA Modified champ from the past. We're also going to crown a Paris Auto Speedway track champion. IMCA Modifieds, one more thing about those guys. One of the reasons you do see extra drivers come in when they're not racing somewhere else, not only do they race for Paris Auto Speedway points, they race for regional points, they race for state points, and they race for the overall national championship points. After this Saturday night, we come back at you on August 27th with the California Racers Hall of Fame night for the Amsoil USAC CRA Sprint Cars, who will also be joined by the past senior and young gun sprints. USAC CRA this year, if you haven't been paying attention, it's been good. So far, there's been 8 races, and there's been 8 different winners. Now, throw more gasoline on that fire. Of the 8 different winners, Damian Gardner and Mike Spencer, who are the two leading winners in this series and who are in the series this year, have not been among those 8 winners. The competition in the USAC CRA series this year has been the best it's been, I want to say, that I can ever remember in that series. It's just been spectacular. Got so many good young kids coming up in that series. Future champions. A lot of people, and I get tired of hearing, well, it's not as good as the days of Schumann and Griffin, or it's not as good as the days of Jimmy Oskey, Dean Thompson, and Bubby Jones. No, you know what? Right now it's better. It's more competitive. These kids are coming up. They're going to be superstar drivers like Damian Gardner and Mike Spencer already are, like Ron Schumann and the Gas Man, Richard Griffin was, like Jimmy Oskey, Bubby Jones was, Dean Thompson. These kids coming up are going to be just as good. A lot of extra money up for grabs this Saturday night. It starts out with the Fast Time Award. Normally, Woodland Auto Display donates $100 to the Fast Qualifier in the USAC CRA Sprint Car Series. They're doing that on August 27th. However, there's more money added to it. Ever since Billy Wilkerson, the National Sprint Car Hall of Famer, passed away, the two-time CRA champion, his wife Ann Wilkerson has put up an extra $500 to the Fast Qualifier, and it's called the Billy Wilkerson Fast Time Award. Ann Wilkerson is doing that again this year. So with that $500 and the $100 from Woodland Auto Display, Fast Qualifier on August 27th is going to pocket an extra $600. Not bad for about 16 seconds work, if you ask me. We go back to another thing about racing that night that's going to be very special. There's a lot of stuff that's very special about that night. We're having a trophy dash. If you've been around racing a long time, trophy dash, when you're growing up and you were a kid or you were an adult and you saw them, pretty special competitive race. Over the last 30 years, trophy dash has lost a lot of their luster. Reason being, guys didn't want to tear up their equipment in a trophy dash to win a plastic trophy. Subsequently, you don't see many trophy dashes at many tracks anymore because people just don't want to run them. However, throw a bunch of money at a trophy dash and they will come. We are doing that on August 27th. Through the generosity of Junior Kurtz's widow, we're having the Junior Kurtz Trophy Dash. The purse, you ask? $2,000. Junior Kurtz, past car owner, big time in the Silver Crown Series. Chuck Gurney was a big winner for him. I didn't know till last night. Bruce Flanders was talking at Industry Speedway. Johnny Rutherford also drove for Junior. We're having the Junior Kurtz Trophy Dash to honor Junior, who passed away earlier this year. It's going to be a $2,000 purse. We're going to do it Speedway motorcycle style, by the way. You're going to have four cars. The four fastest who accept the challenge are going to stage four three-lap races. Each driver will start off each starting position one time. It's three laps. The winner of each three-lap segment will get 3 points. Second place will get 2 points. Third place will get 1 point. Last place will get zero. At the end of the fourth race, we're going to total up the points. The driver with the most points will be the winner of the Junior Kurtz Trophy Dash and take home the lion's share of the money. That is coming up on August 27th, California Racers Hall of Fame night. Now, if that isn't enough for you yet, we're going to have an autograph session in the sports bar. I don't know everybody who's going to be there. Eddie Bewertha will be there, though. Jimmy Oski. Chris Holt told me yesterday. Bob Hogel's coming down. John Redican. Jeff Haywood and Wally Pankratz should be there, and a lot of others. So come out early. They're going to be in the sports bar taking photos, signing autographs, shaking your hand. They'll probably do it before the main event as well. Is that not enough for you? Let's keep on going. Main event time. Chris Holt has been busy again collecting lap money. $100 per lap to the leader of every lap at the main event on California Racers Hall of Fame night. Now, some laps have more than one donor. Some laps have two donors. I think a few of them may have three. So, you get $100 for leading a lap. If there's two people donating, you get $200. There's three people donating, you get $300. That's more than $3,000 that night dumped into the main event purse. That's $3,000 extra on top of the regular purse. If you would like to become involved, please get a hold of Chris Holt on Facebook, and he'll give you all the details. Some other extra money up on that night. Sean Conrad is working on a purse for the seniors for that race on August 27th. Normally the seniors, it's a trophy class. Sean's trying to raise $500. If it goes over, that's even better. Want to find out how you can donate? Once again, go on Facebook, look up Sean Conrad. He'll give you all the details. Thank you, Sean Conrad, for being involved in that. Need to backtrack a little bit about Junior Kurtz, who that Trophy Dash is named after. Junior owned a company by the name of Plastic Express. You've probably seen the trucks on the freeway around SoCal. Bruce Flanders told me last night, by the way, if you're looking for a job, Plastic Express is hiring. So go online, look up Plastic Express, and they'll fill you in on all the details. More evidence, it's getting closer to the end of the 2016 season, the 21st year of racing at Paris Auto Speedway. The final night of destruction is coming up on Saturday, September 3rd. That's on Labor Day weekend. We're going to crown champions in the figure eight and figure eight trailer classes for sure that night. Also on hand, crazy Democross racing and spectator racing. Now, I say we're crowning champions for sure in the figure eights, in the figure eight trailer classes. I hear a rumor that there's going to be a Democross race one night at the Southern California Fair in October. So they're going to go one extra race in the Democross class, and we'll crown a champion then, if that race does come true, along with an overall champion at that time. But on September 3rd, it's your last chance to see figure eight and figure eight trailer racing that this year at Paris Auto Speedway, and it'll be joined by Democross and figure eight racing. If you've never been to Night of Destruction, come out and check it out. It is absolutely insane. It's a reason it gets big crowds that are just screaming all night long. Night of Destruction, last one of the year, once again, it's going to be on September 3rd. Talked about the Oval Nationals, a little less than 3 months away. Like all events at Paris Auto Speedway, you show up to come buy a ticket, you are going to get in. We do not sell out at Paris Auto Speedway. We get big crowds, but we're never going to sell out. You come to buy a ticket, you're going to get in. If you don't want to wait in line for a ticket on race night, or you just want to have one in advance, You can order them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can go online at TIX.com or you can call on the telephone at 1-800-595-4849. Once again, for advanced tickets, all events at Parasol Speedway, go online, TIX.com, or you can call 1-800-595-4849. You can also go on our website. I'll tell you more about the website in a minute. Front page of the website, there's a ticket icon. You click on that, it'll show you a list of events. You click on what event you want to come to, it takes you right to the place you can order. I started making fun of our Parasol Speedway website. It's our newly designed website, sooner or later, I should say, okay? I was told like 2 years ago, we're getting a new website soon. I thought soon meant 2 or 3 months. Heck, it's two years later. So our soon, newly designed Parasol Speedway website could be next week, could be next month, could be next year, or who knows? I'm just having fun. But check our website out, parasolspeedway.com. Now, talking about stuff like that, we want to remind you about all our social media efforts. We update those things every single day. Go on Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, or YouTube. It's Paris Auto Speedway. On Twitter, it's Paris Auto SPDWI. We update Facebook and Twitter 3 to 7 times a day, minimum 365 days a year. You'll find news, race information, points, photos, games, contests, videos, all kinds of stuff. Once again, Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and YouTube, it's Paris Auto Speedway. On Twitter, we're Paris Auto SPDWI. And of course, don't forget our newly designed website, parisautospeedway.com. As we close this one, we want to ask everyone to keep the family and friends of Brian Clausen in their thoughts and prayers. He's one of the greatest drivers to ever appear at Paris Auto Speedway over the years. Now, he didn't race there a lot because he was always busy racing back in the Midwest. He won 6 main events over the years at Paris Auto Speedway, starting in 2009 at the Glenn Howard Classic. He won last year's Budweiser Oval Nationals, and he won the season opener at Paris Auto Speedway this year. My favorite Brian Clausen story, let me backtrack just a couple of seconds. Brian Clausen was a delight to be around. He loved the fans. No matter how many times he answered the same question, he answered it with respect, whether it was an adult or a little kid. He was always happy to be around the fans. Personally, working with him, if we needed to get a hold of him for a press release or an interview, I would text him or call him. If I didn't get him right away, he would almost always respond within 10 minutes, and it was almost always the same response. Whatever you guys need, whatever you want, just tell me what time and we'll do it. That's the kind of guy Brian Clausen was. My favorite memory of Brian Clausen came last year at the Oval Nationals. If you're not familiar with the Oval Nationals, it's a 3-night race. Everybody races all 3 nights. Second race last year, the Friday night race, Brian was battling for the lead, blew an engine coming off turn number 2. They had hurt an engine apparently the race before in Phoenix. They did not have an extra engine with them. So a guy he drives for sometimes when he's out here on the West Coast, Mike Martin, told Brian after that race, "You need an engine, I got one you can borrow." Only thing was, the engine was in Phoenix, Arizona. A lot of racers at that time would have said, "Nah, that's okay. That's it, we're done for the weekend." Or others may have said, "Okay, I'll send somebody to go pick it up, drive overnight and get it." Brian Clausen was a different guy. He knew his crew was going to have to install that engine the next day. He knew they were going to work their rear ends off during the race that night, the finale of the Oval Nationals. He wanted them to get a good night's rest. He jumped in a truck after those races that Friday night, drove all night over to Phoenix, Arizona, picked up the engine, turned right back around, drove straight back to Paris Auto Speedway, got there the next morning, got it to the crew. They installed it. Storybook fashion, if you were there, he won the Oval Nationals last year. 21 or 20 and a half years of racing thus far at Paris Auto Speedway. No driver in the history of the racetrack earned a main event victory more than Brian Clausen did at last year's Budweiser Oval Nationals. Perseverance paid off with that victory. We're going to miss him come up the Oval Nationals this year. We know he's going to be watching from up above. And once again, we ask you, send your thoughts and prayers to Brian's family and friends, his fiance. And rest in peace, my friend. You're a great racer who will always be remembered as a superstar with us at Paris Auto Speedway.